Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Younger You by Kara N. Fitzgerald is a practical guide to improving health span by targeting biological age, a measure of how fast the body is aging at the cellular level. Written by a clinician and researcher in functional medicine, the book translates emerging longevity science into everyday strategies that emphasize nutrition, lifestyle, and measurable feedback. Rather than treating aging as an unavoidable decline, Fitzgerald frames it as a dynamic process influenced by inflammation, metabolic health, stress physiology, sleep quality, and environmental exposures. A central theme is epigenetics, the way lifestyle signals can affect gene expression without changing DNA, and how those signals may shift markers associated with aging. The book is known for its structured approach, including a focused plan that encourages readers to adopt specific dietary patterns, movement routines, and recovery habits. It also discusses practical ways to track progress using lab-based and wearable data, aiming to help readers feel better, think more clearly, and reduce risk factors linked to chronic disease. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, biological age, epigenetics, and what can be changed. A core idea in Younger You is that chronological age is only one part of the story, while biological age reflects how resilient or burdened the body is. Fitzgerald highlights epigenetics as a major mechanism behind this flexibility. Epigenetic marks act like signals that influence whether certain genes are turned up or down, and those marks can shift in response to food quality, sleep, physical activity, stress, and toxic exposures. The book frames this as empowering rather than abstract. Everyday choices can push the body toward repair and efficient metabolism, or toward inflammation and accelerated aging. The discussion also connects epigenetic aging to common modern pressures such as nutrient-poor diets, sedentary routines, poor circadian alignment, and chronic psychological stress. Importantly, the book encourages measurement and experimentation. When you can track biomarkers and symptoms, you can iterate on what helps you. This perspective turns longevity into a personalized project rather than a vague goal. Readers are guided to think in systems where gut health, immune balance, detox capacity, and mitochondrial function interact, and where small improvements compound over time into a lower biological age trajectory. Secondly, food as a longevity lever, nutrient density, and metabolic stability, the book places nutrition at the center of biological age reduction, focusing less on rigid dieting and more on nutrient density and metabolic stability. Fitzgerald emphasizes eating patterns that support steady blood sugar, reduce inflammatory load, and provide key micronutrients and phytonutrients involved in cellular repair. The approach aligns with the idea that highly processed foods, excess added sugars, and poor quality fats can amplify oxidative stress and insulin resistance, two forces often associated with accelerated aging. In contrast, meals built around vegetables, quality protein, fiber-rich carbohydrates, and supportive fats can improve satiety, body composition, and energy regulation. The book also discusses how food affects the gut microbiome, which in turn influences immune signaling, mood, and metabolic control. Readers are encouraged to treat meals as information, not just calories, and to prioritize variety and color to broaden the spectrum of bioactive compounds. Practical elements include building a consistent structure for meals, paying attention to timing, and making the plan workable for real life through simple templates and preparation strategies that reduce decision fatigue. Thirdly, movement, muscle, and mitochondrial health, Younger You, argues that physical activity is one of the most reliable ways to influence biological age because it touches nearly every system involved in longevity. The book highlights the importance of maintaining muscle mass and strength, which support glucose disposal, posture, mobility, and independence as the years progress. Movement is presented not only as workouts, but also as daily activity that keeps circulation, lymphatic flow, and joint range of motion robust. Fitzgerald connects exercise to mitochondrial function, the energy-producing processes inside cells that can decline with inactivity, poor diet, and chronic stress. By training regularly, particularly with a mix of strength work and cardio conditioning, the body can improve metabolic flexibility, reduce inflammation, and enhance stress resilience. The framework also stresses recovery, because overly intense training without adequate sleep and nutrition can backfire. Readers are guided to think in terms of consistency and progressive adaptation, choosing routines they can sustain. The goal is to build a body that handles glucose, recovers from stressors, and performs daily tasks with ease, all of which can translate into better long-term health span. Fourthly, stress, sleep, and circadian alignment as anti-aging fundamentals, the book treats stress regulation and sleep quality as foundational, not optional, because they influence hormones, immune balance, appetite signaling, and cellular repair. Fitzgerald emphasizes that chronic stress can keep the body in a heightened state of inflammatory readiness, disturb blood sugar control, and undermine recovery from exercise and illness. Sleep, in turn, is presented as a master process that supports memory consolidation, tissue repair, and metabolic housekeeping. When sleep is short or irregular, cravings rise, decision-making worsens, and physiological markers often trend in the wrong direction. Circadian alignment also matters. Consistent light exposure in the morning, reduced bright light late at night, and regular meal timing help the body coordinate metabolic and hormonal rhythms. The book encourages readers to use practical tools like wind-down routines, breathwork, mindfulness practices, and boundary setting to reduce cumulative stress load. It also frames these practices as measurable. Improvements in mood, heart rate variability, resting heart rate, and energy can signal that the nervous system is shifting toward restoration. This section reinforces the idea that longevity is built during recovery, not just during effort. Lastly, testing, tracking, and creating a personalized longevity plan, a distinguishing feature of Younger You, is its emphasis on pairing lifestyle changes with data so readers can personalize and sustain progress. Fitzgerald discusses using health markers to understand where aging pressure may be highest, such as metabolic markers, inflammation-related labs, nutrient status, and other commonly tracked indicators tied to chronic disease risk. Rather than chasing perfection, the book encourages establishing a baseline, implementing a structured plan, and then retesting or tracking trends to see what changes are truly effective. This mindset helps readers avoid guesswork and reduces the temptation to jump between fads. It also supports smarter prioritization. If sleep is the limiting factor, nutrition alone will not fully deliver the desired outcome. If blood sugar regulation is poor, movement and meal structure may become the first focus. The plan-oriented structure makes the book approachable for readers who want a clear path, while the personalization angle respects that people differ in genetics, history, environment, and capacity for change. By integrating habits, scheduling, and measurable feedback, the approach aims to produce improvements that are noticeable in daily life and meaningful over the long term. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a science-informed, practical roadmap to improving health span, including people concerned about fatigue, weight gain, brain fog, rising lab markers, or a family history of chronic disease. It can also appeal to high performers who want better energy, sleep, and resilience, as well as health professionals looking for a structured longevity-oriented framework they can adapt for clients. The benefit to a reader's life comes from the way it connects daily habits to measurable outcomes. By focusing on nutrient-dense eating, consistent movement, stress downshifting, and sleep and circadian routines, readers are guided toward improvements that typically show up as steadier mood, better body composition, stronger metabolic control, and more reliable energy. Compared with many longevity books that stay theoretical or rely heavily on supplements and speculative interventions, Younger You leans into fundamentals and encourages tracking to verify progress. Its plan-based structure helps translate complex topics like epigenetics and biological age into actionable routines, making it easier to stick with changes long enough to matter. For readers who want longevity guidance that feels grounded and doable, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Kara N. Fitzgerald, ND, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.